Good morning.
Hi, my name's David. I'm one of the team at All Saints Church in Wellington. And we're going to be sharing some ideas this morning from our passage, particularly the one in John. But before we do so, let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that it can teach us and speak to us in ways that we can't describe or imagine. So by your Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you help us to concentrate on what you might want to be saying to us today? We come against any distraction, anything that might take our eyes off you. In the name of Jesus, bring us closer to you this morning through your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So today we're continuing our series on different aspects, different roles that the Holy Spirit has. And this morning we're looking at the way the Holy Spirit is described as an advocate. And this word advocate that we had in our reading today in John's Gospel is only actually seen in the Gospel of John. And there's only one time when it's used when it isn't coming from the mouth of Jesus. So if we look at John 14:16, we read these words, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Now, I don't know what translation you've got at home. I've got my NIV here, and it translates that word advocate actually as counsellor. But there's been lots of other ways that Bible translators have tried to talk about that word. They've used the word helper, the word comforter, the word strengthener, even the word consoler. But in the original language, the word is parakletos, and it's made up of two different words that have been bunched together. And one word is the word para, means alongside, and the other word is the word kaleo, which means to be called. It means called. So you've got the word alongside and the word called. Someone who is called alongside. And this word wasn't really seen much outside from the Bible. But when it was seen as quite a legal thing, quite a legal aspect. Someone standing up for you, standing up for your point of view. And we see that today, don't we? If we have the word advocate that we use today, we see it maybe when someone is standing up for someone else who doesn't have a voice or who is downtrodden or vulnerable. So this morning we're going to briefly explore the idea that God, the Holy Spirit, is called alongside. This morning that the Holy Spirit comes alongside us, and we're going to be looking at three things that this passage tells us the Holy Spirit does as an advocate when he comes alongside. We're going to look at the fact that he stays with us, that he teaches us, and that he gives us peace. Or in other words, that he remains, he trains, and he takes our strain. He remains, he trains, and he takes our strain. But before we look at these three things briefly, let's watch a video that's going to help us see what it might look like when someone comes alongside us and they stay with us and they help us and they might bring us a bit of peace. Let's see this video. So here we saw a large container ship pitching up and down in the storm, and I don't know how many of us might feel like we're on that boat this morning going up and down, and the pilot boat comes alongside. He leaves his ship for safety, and he doesn't jump off when they're halfway there. He doesn't kick the captain off the bridge, but usually he'll stay with the captain and kind of show him where to go, where the shallows are to avoid, when to start steering, when to start turning. And for the captain and the crew, having a well-oiled seafarer at the bridge will bring them a lot of comfort. So the pilot, the captain of the pilot ship, remains, he trains, and he takes the strain. So firstly, let's think about remaining. Because Jesus says that the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, will be with you forever. We read that in verse 17. In verse 18, he carries on and he says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And this reminds us that this is the very Spirit of Jesus himself. His presence, his power comes alongside to be with us this morning. And if we skip forward a couple of chapters to chapter 16, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage, he says to his disciples, that I go away. If I don't, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, will not come to you. And this is an emotional time for the disciples, isn't it? They've just had the Last Supper. Judas has snuck off to alert the temple guards to where Jesus is. The disciples are worried about what might be happening. They know what Jesus has said is going to happen. And he gives them this encouragement. He says, the Holy Spirit will be with you forever. This morning, maybe you need to be reminded of that. Maybe you need to be reminded that through the storms, through the up and down of the waves, through the disappointment and the difficulties of life, that the pilot is not going to jump off the ship before it's docked safely in the harbour. That the Holy Spirit isn't going to leave you when things get tough. If anything, he's going to come closer and closer. So the Paraclete stays with us. The Holy Spirit stays with us. And he teaches us. He remains and he trains. And we read this training, this teaching in verse 26. Jesus says this. He says, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. He'll remind you of everything that I've said to you. I wonder this morning if you feel like you need some help. I wonder what it is you're struggling with. Maybe there's a part of your walk with Jesus that you're finding difficult. It's okay to say, Holy Spirit, I need some help. Would you come and teach me? Would you come and train me? Thank you that you remain with me. Would you come and train me? I know that for me recently, I've started to begin all my prayer times with that thought, with that idea that the Holy Spirit wants to help me. And so I begin my prayer time by saying, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Help me to pray. Help me to pray in a way that we'll see your kingdom come. Help me to pray in a way that will be effective, that will be more powerful, that will be more kingdom building, that will be prophetic, that will be able to see what's going on in the spiritual realm and actually make a difference. So that's one example for you, maybe. If you find prayer a bit difficult, say, Holy Spirit, help me. But whatever else that you're finding difficult, whatever part of life is hard, it's okay to say, Holy Spirit, I need your guidance. I need your training. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Paraclete. Help me. Train me. So the Holy Spirit remains. The Holy Spirit trains. And we can't do it without this training. We can't do life without his teaching. In fact, both Mark and Luke in their gospel talk about this aspect of the Holy Spirit, this aspect of the Advocate teaching us. Mark says in chapter 13, verse 11, when you get arrested and handed over, don't worry beforehand about what you're going to say. Don't pre-plan it in your head. It's not you who's going to speak anyway, it's the Holy Spirit. And Luke says the same in chapter 12. When you're brought before the synagogues, the rulers, the authorities, don't worry about how you're going to defend yourself. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Will teach you at that time. So maybe you feel that you're that captain. You're on the ship. You're on the bridge of the ship. You're trying to guide the ship into the harbour and you don't really know what you're doing. You haven't got a clue what all the dials and lights and switches mean. But we pray, come Holy Spirit. Come on board, Paraclete. Come and teach me. Come and train me. For he remains, he trains, and he takes the strain. He gives peace. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And the only way that can be done is through the Paraclete, through God's power, through his presence coming alongside. God doesn't look down on us and shout, yeah, it's going to be okay. But he comes down to be with us through the Holy Spirit to bring us peace, to be close to us. And this word peace is deep and meaningful. In today's culture, maybe we use the word a lot. Oh, I could just do with 5 minutes peace. Those of us that might have young children or parents that need looking after might just say, oh, I just need a bit of peace. But actually what Jesus is talking about here is something that is so much bigger. Because he's speaking into a time in the Roman society where peace was kept through violence and subjugation. It was called the Pax Romana, Roman peace. And the Romans kept the peace through violence, through war. And this isn't the peace that Jesus is giving. Jesus says, I give you my peace. It's not peace that the world gives. It's not this Roman Pax Romana that relies on violence or something else. My peace is so much more than that. It's a peace which comes from knowing that we live our lives for him, that we're loved more than we could ever imagine or even dream of, that we're forgiven more than we can comprehend, that we're saved for a life that is quite literally out of the world, out of this world, off the planet scale, good. It's a peace that we read Jesus offering again after his resurrection. He says it in chapter 20 in John's gospel. He says, my peace I give to you. So it's a peace that has victory over sin. It's a peace that comes out of conquering death and defeating Satan. And over all the twisted plans of the enemy, they are crushed by the power of his peace. Maybe this morning you're on the container ship. You're on the bridge. Maybe you're driving or maybe you're on the deck and you feel you're in the storm. You're being covered by water and storm and you're worried. You need some peace. You need him to come alongside you as you're at the wheel. You need him to come and take the strain. You need him to say, I'm with you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. So the Holy Spirit remains, the Holy Spirit trains, and he takes the strain. And so today we pray one of the church's oldest prayers. We pray, come, Holy Spirit, come alongside. We ask you, we call you alongside. Stay with us, teach us, give us your peace. Come and train us. Come and remain with us. Come and take the strain. Amen.